The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
And I welcome you to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. And those of you listening on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM in Tampa, you are probably thinking, who is this guy and what has happened to our radio? Well, my name is Bob Burney. I host Bob Burney Live in Columbus, Ohio on AM 880 and 104.5 FM. And I have the privilege of filling in for my buddy Bill Bunkley. Bill is under the weather just a little bit. We don't think it's anything serious, but he's a little under the weather. And I am just wonderfully honored to be simulcasting today in Columbus, Ohio, and they're in Tampa, Florida. So a welcome to all of our WRFD listeners, and a special welcome to all of our Faith Talk listeners in Tampa. Now, my telephone number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. It works anywhere in the continental United States. Certainly works here in Ohio. It works in Tampa, Florida. It works anywhere in the continental United States, and I'd love to hear from our listeners. Again, for those of you in Tampa, this is a number you're not accustomed to, but it will work. 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Before we get into national news, I've got a little local news here in Ohio. Those of us in Ohio have been watching with great interest a story out of northern Ohio, Port Clinton. Young boy, 14 years old. Harley Dilley left for school on the morning of December 20th and has not been seen since. Parents absolutely frantic. Family, the entire community frantic. Over the weekend, they organized extensive search parties. The first day, the parents were terribly upset because evidently he is a young man, 14 years old. He had gotten angry and went to spend the night at a friend's house. But when he didn't come home or make contact, they began to get more and more worried. Well, fast forward to last evening, we now tragically know what happened. His body was found in the chimney of an empty house across the street from his home. The house had been, it was boarded up. There was no one in it. They went around the house. They had dogs sniffing and so forth. and didn't think there was any reason to go in. When they did, they found his glasses and jacket next to a chimney. And upon further investigation, well, let me read from the story. His body was found Monday evening in the chimney of an empty house across the street from where he lived. Officials, the police chief in the area, said we had no reason to believe anyone was in the house. Investigators found the young man's coat and glasses next to a brick chimney on the second floor before discovering his body caught in the chimney. Again, quoting from the police chief, this appears to be an accident. At this time, there does not appear to be any foul play expected. It appears Harley climbed an antenna tower to the roof and entered the chimney. Just a sad, tragic ending to a story. Not only caught the attention of all of us here in Ohio, but it was a nationwide story. It was being reported on most of the national news over the weekend yesterday. And again today, we now know that this young boy, 14 years old, for whatever reason, climbed up an antenna tower, got down into the chimney, probably trying to get into the house to stay warm. He got stuck in the chimney and passed away. Just sad. Pray, of course, for his family. And then my Ohio listeners know about this story. We talked about it a couple of days ago. My wife and I are rabid Jeopardy fans. Yeah, we are. We admit it. Never watch it live. We record it, and then when we have an opportunity, we watch it. But it's rare that we miss it. We honestly don't watch hardly any broadcast TV, but Jeopardy is one of the programs that we have enjoyed for years. Well, a few days ago, we were watching Jeopardy, and the category that was being discussed on the board was, where is this church? Mm-hmm. Well, the answer was built in the 300s AD, the Church of the Nativity. Well, immediately the contestants began pressing their buzzers, and the first person to buzz in said, Palestine. Alex Trebek said, nope, sorry, wrong answer. The next contestant buzzed in and said, Israel. Well, that contestant got the money. Well, immediately the Twitterverse exploded in controversy. Because of the controversy, who actually controls Bethlehem? Is it part of Palestine? Is it part of the Palestinian area? Are the Israelis, an occupying force in their own land? And so on and so on and so on and so on. And the bizarre thing was, as the game progressed, the scores changed, but there was no explanation. Now, if you watch Jeopardy at all, it's not unusual. Usually coming out of a commercial break, Alex Trebek will say, our judges reconsidered your question or your question, not the answer. And we have decided that actually it was correct and we're crediting your score. Didn't say anything. Scores changed, but they didn't say anything. Well, because of the controversy, the folks at Jeopardy, the producers, were bombarded with requests to make a comment. They refused until yesterday afternoon. And they have now apologized. Quote, in a Monday statement, the producers of the show apologized, saying that the clue was flawed. And now I'm quoting from the official statement from Jeopardy. In the process of taping this clue, built in the 300s AD, the Church of the Nativity, we became aware that the clue was flawed as written and that determining an acceptable response would be problematic. But they aired it anyway. A little bit of double talk there. The show pointed out that it decided to void the clue altogether. But human error resulted in the question making it to the airwaves anyway. In accordance with the rules and in the interest of fairness, we voided the clue and threw it out. Mm-hmm. They just didn't want to talk about it. Folks, I don't know where you stand on this issue. Bethlehem is clearly under Palestinian control, but it is in Israel. It was the city of David who was the king of Israel.
Bob Burney Live. Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live, whether you're listening in Columbus, Ohio, or whether you're listening in Tampa, Florida, on Faith Talk 570 and 910 AM. I do my best to update my listeners on stories we've talked about previously, and I realize our listeners in Florida, you have not heard me talk about it, but I'm sure that Bill Bunkley has discussed this case. It was the shooting at the Pensacola, Florida Naval Air Base, where three American service members were killed. If you have not heard, Attorney General William Barr called a press conference yesterday afternoon to announce the results of a full investigation of the shooting, and it has been declared an act of terrorism. Terrorism. This case is so bizarre, folks. I'm not an expert on anything. Don't pretend to be, but how did this happen? The shooter was in the United States training at the Florida Naval Air Base. He was part of the Royal Saudi Arabian Air Force. He was a Royal Saudi Air Force cadet. I understand there is a large number of, well, there's always a large number of people from other countries training with our military, our allies around the country, but how was this young man not caught? Can I quote? Mohammed Saeed al-Shamarani regularly posted anti-American, anti-Israeli, and jihadi messages on social media. He did so just before his attack on the morning of December 6th, when he proceeded to walk around shooting down unarmed victims in cold blood, Attorney General Barr said. What? This guy is in America on an American naval air base training with our soldiers to fly fighter jets with bombs and ammunition. And again, quote, he regularly posted anti-American, anti-Israeli, and jihadi messages on social media. How was this not discovered? And here is the part of the story. If you were looking at my notes right now, I have in huge letters, duh! And I quote, the attack raised concerns about how well foreign military students are screened. You think? Mr. Barr and other Justice Department officials did not explain how the cadet's social media activity was missed during the vetting process to train at a U.S. military base. Now, again, I don't know what went on behind the scenes, and I am anything but an expert on this. Don't claim to be an expert. But wouldn't you think that young men from a majority Muslim nation would be watched, would be monitored, their social media would be monitored? Now think about this. It's tragic. He shot three American soldiers. Absolutely tragic. What if he had hidden his radicalism? We now know he was a radical Muslim. And by the way, about 20 others have been expelled from the country. Maybe we won't go into that. But what if he had hidden his radicalism just a little longer when he actually knew how to fly a fighter jet?
Well, Bob, do you really think they would allow him to fly a plane filled with weapons?
If he knows how to get into them, from what I understand, they don't have keys. It's just, what if he had gone out to the flight line and hijacked a plane filled with weapons? The story goes on, however, the investigation uncovered evidence that 17 Saudi servicemen training at U.S. military bases shared jihadi or anti-American propaganda on social media. 17. I think I said 20. Pardon me. There was no indication that any of them was affiliated with terrorist activity or a group. 15, including some of those who spread the jihadi material. Who spread it? On an American military base? 15, including some of those who spread the jihadi material, were found to have possessed child pornography. Only one was found to have a significant number of images, the attorney general said. U.S. attorneys reviewed each case and decided the evidence collected was not enough to trigger a federal prosecution. 21 cadets, that's where I got the 20 from. 21 cadets from Saudi Arabia have been removed from training at U.S. bases and will be returned to their home country. Roughly 852 Saudi nationals are training with the U.S. military under a cooperation agreement. And this again, there's just so many things in the story. I just go, what? And I quote, the U.S. began scrutinizing the Saudi soldiers in the wake of the attack. What? They were not being scrutinized before? Oh, my goodness. Saudi Arabia has decided that the 21 cadets engaged in conduct unbecoming of an officer of the Saudi Royal Air Force and Royal Navy. The kingdom has promised to review each case under its military justice codes and criminal law. And, of course, we can trust them to take care of it. I just, you know, it's just one of those stories. You just shake your head and go, with the threat of terrorism and what we know about radical Islam, how could this happen? Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I got a special guest that I think you're going to want to get acquainted with. You're listening to Bob Burney Live on AM 880 and 104.5 FM and Faith Talk 570 and 910 in Tampa. We'll be back.